This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Cheeseheads. Get on your feet. It's Curd and Law.
Hosted by Sparky Fighter and Ryan Horvath.
Do you believe, Ryan Horvath, that the Packers will stay at 25?
Man, that's such a tough question, to be honest with you. Because, you know, history says they probably trade back.
Can you bet on that, by the way?
No.
You can't bet on that.
No, and it's such a tough question, right? Because, you know, you never really know with Goot, because a couple of years ago when I thought that they were going to go wide receiver, they went quarterback, right? Like, I don't think anybody saw Rashawn Gary, that draft pick, coming. Usually they look for their wide receivers, their skill position players in the later rounds. But I don't know, man, like, if the right tackle's there with the right grade, maybe they go after him. I think, like, you know, if they want to go after a corner or a safety, they probably do move back in this draft. But I don't know, man, because there's going to be a lot of really good first round talent there at 25. So I'm actually going to say I do believe that they stay there and they actually use that draft pick, especially with the 2 second rounders, just because, right? Like, if JJ McCarthy ends up being a top 10 pick, and I don't think this happens, but what if Denver really does want Bo Nix and they draft Bo Nix, and let's say like Seattle or somebody goes after Penix,
right?
And then these tackles go and all these stud wide receivers go, like Rome goes, Neighbors goes, Marvin Harrison goes, right? And then Brock Bowers goes, and then like a Dallas Turner goes.
Kid from LSU goes.
Some of these other guys go, and like, I don't know if you, like, Cooper DeJean's there, Kool-Aid McKinstry's there, or whatever guy they really, really like. I think they're probably going to take him in this draft, just because the Packers don't need a quarterback. They don't need a wide receiver. They could use another wide receiver, right? They don't really necessarily need – they need some offensive line depth, but I think they're fine with what they have, at least going into the season. You know what I mean? So, like, they have some spots to fill, but like, this is a team that won a playoff game in Dallas, so they're built to win right now. So I think if like the right guy's there, they're going to pick him, and I think the right guy is going to be there. So I actually believe that they do stay at 25 in this year's draft. It won't surprise me if they move back, but I'm going to say yes, that they actually do. I just don't know where they go. You know what I mean? Because there's going to be good value with some of these DBs and safeties later on. So if they do pick at 25, I think it would be tackle, offensive line.
So Andy Herman asked Brian Gutekunst from the Pack-A-Day podcast. He joined me on Wisconsin Sports Daily earlier this week talking about this. He brought it up to Goody at the press conference as far as, you know, your profile for kind of, you know, your tackle position. And Goody said, yeah, bigger, stronger, faster. And he could have just stopped there with some of these guys. But he goes, but we like position versatility too. Meaning the guy that can only play right tackle, he's probably not it. He wants the guy that can play right tackle, right guard, center, that can pretty much move around and do whatever they want. So that means the tackle from Arizona makes sense, right? Barton, the guy that played tackle at Duke that people think is going to move inside and play guard, he makes sense. That takes out you know, the guy that I like, Mims, you could forget him because he's not going inside. Forget it. I don't think Guided becomes a guy unless you think Guided could go inside. I don't think he could go inside. So maybe they do go offensive tackle slash guard, but it's not going to be for one of these 6 foot eight, 340 pound tackles. It's going to be for somebody probably closer to 6'5", would be my guess, or 6'6", that they think could play inside as well as outside. That's how I think this is going to go if they go that way. From a quarterback position, and even offensive tackle. I mean, if you go, we've talked about this. If you go from 25 to 30 and pick up another third round pick, aren't the guys virtually the same? I mean, is there that much difference in talent from 25 to 30? Or even if you go 25 to the second or third round, second or third pick in the second round, if you move back like that, and there's still not a huge drop off. I don't think at that point, at this point, I guess I would be surprised if they stay put. I really think they're going back. I would really be surprised based on the talent that's on the board that they don't go back. The only way my mind changes on that is if like that edge rusher from UCLA, Ryan, who everybody says could very well be the best edge rusher of this draft. If like he falls because of medicals or whatever, and he gets to him and they're like, don't care, we're taking him. Okay, that's fine. If somebody falls to you that's not supposed to be there, that's an edge rusher. And like you were talking about, with offensive tackles possibly going, wide receivers going, quarterbacks going, they might get a really good edge rusher to fall to them that's not supposed to be there. Then maybe they make that pick at 25. Otherwise, I think they probably go back.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but like you said, so like if you want that edge rusher or any of the edge rushers that aren't Dallas Turner, I really do like them. And especially the way that they'll probably be used in this defense. So maybe you do go with somebody like that, right? Like you have the first round grade, but maybe like a medical reason is the reason that they drop in this draft. Yeah. But I mean, I'm with you, man. I can see him moving back. I can see him also sticking there and staying with the pick. Like if this is any other year, some of these wide receivers too, like A.D. Mitchell might be talked about as the number one wide receiver. Like his player comp is a faster T. Higgins. I love T. Higgins. You want a 6'3 dude that could catch that could catch back shoulder stuff, you know, in the end zone and also burn people off the line of scrimmage? I do. So, yeah, we'll see, man. I never really know with Goot.
The other thing about Goot the thing that we've learned over time is this RAS score, right? The relative athletic score. He likes them around the 8s and the 9s for these guys with their player testing. And for Gutekunst, it's right here on Packers.com. Players with better RAS numbers may have higher ceilings, greater room to improve their games at the pro level thanks to that overall athletic ability, Wes Hodkowitz writes. Goot, when asked about it, said, quote, whenever there's discrepancies, whenever you're not sure, you go back to the tape. That's going to be your best predictor of future success is what they've done on tape. And that's kind of what we live by. Again, it's all important. It all factors in. But at the end of the day, you've got to be able to play this game. Not playing at a high level at college, but be able to translate to our league and play it at a high level here. That is something that doesn't get talked about a ton. In baseball, if you get to AAA and you're good, like a good pitcher, and then you go to the majors and you suck, and then you get sent back down and you're good. For me, or a hitter, Keston Hira is that guy, right? Keston Hira, every time he got sent down to AAA for the Brewers, tore it up. Then he gets called up and loses his talent. We call those 4A players in baseball. I don't know what the term is in college football, but there probably is something to that where guys are really good college players and maybe just don't translate to the next level, Ryan. And that's got to be a hard thing to try and predict and figure out probably from a personnel standpoint in a front office for an NFL team.
Yeah, especially in this sport, right? Like a lot of guys, I mean, they're just big lugs when they're in high school and they're done growing. And also like some of these guys start playing football a lot later too. Like a lot of guys now, especially wide receivers, defensive ends, edge rushers, they play basketball or they play another sport. They get to high school, somebody sees them and is like, hey, we got to get you on the football field, right? So these guys are just learning the game. Maybe like a lot of these guys aren't even developed yet, or they could put on more muscle, or they could add a little bit more speed when they take off some weight, stuff like that. So Rashawn Gary, a really good example. We didn't really know his full potential because of the way that they used him also in that system at Michigan. You know, like, so That's the other thing. You want good testing skills. You know, you want a guy that maybe he's a late bloomer that could still develop, right? And that's what Green Bay does a really good job at looking at. Right, yeah, yeah, I completely agree. Yeah, there are some guys like that, though. Some guys that kind of – also, injury history has a lot to do with it, and scheme fit has a lot to do with it. You know, a lot of these guys in college are really damn good players. We just don't know about it.
Right.
Remember LSU, like 15 years ago before Joe Burrow was there 10 years ago, and they had like this crazy, crazy run of wide receivers where it was Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham Jr. And we were like, I wonder if these guys are any good because they didn't even throw the football. They just ran the ball nonstop. I think that has to do with it too. It's just like scheme fit. You don't really know what a lot of these guys are. And there's so many players in college football. It's hard to evaluate all of them. And some guys just don't get on the field enough.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.